Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're, of course, available online. I'm Allison Stewart, along with Rachel Martin. Very soon we'll be deciphering all those IKEA names. We'll also talk about plagiarism. Very interesting story. Google Books helping bust a lot of authors. But now we want to get to the news that sometimes not nearly on page one or two. You might find it on page six, for example. Here's the ramble.
I love page six. There's so much going on out of Hollywood. We're going to give you a little TikTok.
Let's just get it out of the way.
Let's just do it. Okay, first up, Oprah Winfrey getting her own cable network. That's right. She didn't have one already. She needs one, apparently. She announced she's joining forces with Discovery Communications, taking over Discovery Health Channel, making it her own, literally, OWN, Oprah Winfrey Network.
Talking about talk shows, presidential candidate Hillary Clinton will be interviewed by Tyra Banks. Believe it or not, the interview will air on Friday.
I believe it. I saw a little bit of it. Also, Hollywood news. Next up, actor Zac Efron was hospitalized in Los Angeles Tuesday to remove his appendix. Who knew?
And Matthew McConaughey. He's going to be a dad. He and his girlfriend, they're pregnant. There you go.
Brazilian supermodel.
Done and done.
So done. Okay. Hollywood stuff wrapped up. Now moving on. Actually, I think this does take place in L.A. Jeopardy.
Oh, but it's not Hollywood. Jeopardy's not Hollywood.
I guess so.
Come on, Daryl.
Culver City,
that's
maybe.
A
geek Hollywood. Culver City. Hollywood? Oh,
yeah, no. Geek Hollywood.
Geek Hollywood, yeah. Okay, let's back up. What's going on with this? Jeopardy fans, pay attention. This is your chance to get on the show. It's the big test that determines who the contestants will be is back online. We know this because our editor, Trish McKinney, I just called you, got an email and immediately got all excited and forwarded it to the rest of us. Trisha, let's bring you in and you can explain what's going on.
Yeah, so I was on Jeopardy, and this is actually how I got on. They put the test online. It's a 50-question test, and if you pass it, there's a chance you could get invited to an audition and get to the next round. So, I mean, apparently, I took the very, very first test they ever put online, and apparently, like 100,000 people took it. So, you know, even if you pass it, it's no guarantee you're actually going to get to the next level. But, you know, they would randomly pick your name out of a hat, and you could be invited to an audition and maybe get on the show. So I took it because I'm a total geek, and I just thought, I want to take the Jeopardy test. It's online. I can just take this. And I did. And then
you got
I just.
On.
And I got the call, and I went down and took it again in person to get on the show. So I think people should just take it for fun. It's totally fun. It's 50 questions, but they fly by super fast. You get like 15 seconds to write in your answer, and there's no do-overs. Just get one shot, and then it's on. And they don't tell you if you got it right or wrong.
Ooh.
And they don't tell you what a passing score is.
This doesn't happen all the time, right? It's like the Foreign Service exam, only every few
years. Yeah, they only
years.
Put it on periodically. This one, you know, they do it East Coast, Central, and Pacific. And it's over 3 days. The East Coast is the 29th. So
okay. You
just register, get on, and take it.
Cool.
And you too could be a Jeopardy champion like our own Trisha McKinney.
It's a total commercial for Jeopardy, but I'm a total geek.
Three-time champion right there. This
Allison.
Next story, I can actually tell the story. My mother was a biology teacher. So in our house, we refer to human parts by their medical terms. Yeah, there were no hoo-ha and woo-wee and vajayjay and all that kind of stuff. All right, a bill was introduced in Virginia on Tuesday that would ban replicas of human genitalia displayed on motor vehicles. Now, if this goes through, an owner could be fined $250. This issue came up when there was apparently a young girl spotted what's called a trail hitch adornment that resembled a pair of testicles. And then she said, "Daddy, what are those?" That father was a constituent of State Delegate Lionel Spruill, who introduced the bill. He said he was not afraid of bringing the, quote, trailer testicles into legislative quarters for an old show and tell.
Yes.
I'm not embarrassed at all.
No, you shouldn't be. You know, it's just body part hanging from your windshield.
That's embarrassing.
Okay, another story to make you blush. Oh, no, this won't make you blush. That one did. Our last story is about New York City cops watching their public image. They got a memo apparently from their commissioner this month. It said no goatees, chin strap beards like Abraham Lincoln's, no designer beards. I'm not quite sure. Fu Manchu, I don't really know.
That
what
might
that
be
means.
One of those sort of like razor thin beards that go right around the jawline.
Yeah,
have you ever seen those?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what a designer beard is.
They apparently can't have those, but you can still have a mustache. So this, I don't really get this. Like the mustache is accepted, but you can't have a full face of facial hair. Yeah. I think that's discrimination.
And you know what else? That's also very in right now among young hipster types, the beard. The beard is a big fashion statement right now. So,
I don't know.
Shave them, fellas. Shave the face. That wraps up today's Ramble. Of course, you can get all of these stories online at npr.org.